Welcome to the B-Field Alumni Podcast.
Coming to you from the B-Field Alumni House.
We're your hosts, Nina Ruffo
and Peter Young.
As part of our special two-episode premiere, I, Nina, will be interviewed by Peter.
You'll get to hear about her unique service learning classes, how she got to Tulane, and how her Tulane community keeps expanding.
Let's get to the episode. And I'm very excited to share about my experience as a Tulanian.
Wonderful. So I did already spoil your name.
Mm-hmm.
So your name is?
Nina.
Ruffo. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what year did you graduate from Tulane?
I graduated in 2018.
2018.
I don't know why I said it like that and not just 2018, but okay. Yeah, I graduated in 2018.
The year 2018. Great.
Yes.
And what was your major?
I was an English major. I started as a math major and then I pivoted over to English because, well, for a myriad of reasons. But I think largely I felt that it was like feeding my soul to read and write more, even though I loved math. Yeah.
How many math classes did you take?
I think I took, you know what I took? I know I took Consolidated Calc, which was like Calc 1 and 2 together, even because I'd taken Calc 1 my junior year of high school, so I wanted like a refresh. And then I think I like signed up for Calc 3 and I ended up dropping.
Consolidated Calc is still a lot of Calc. I took no calculus.
Word.
So
did you take Calc in high school?
No, I got to pre-calculus.
Word.
And then the highest math I took in college was probability and statistics.
Okay. Calc was like one of my absolute favorite classes I've ever taken.
Okay, let's take a break.
Yeah, cheers.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I just really liked it. I really like math. I like that it's straightforward. And it's just like another part of my brain. Like I love the creative side of my brain so much. And I think I generally like professionally want to go that way. But I really love just having a problem and being able to solve it. And there's like one way to do it. And if you know that way, it gets solved every time. And that's like basically Calc.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
At least that's how I felt about it. But that was also years ago. So I haven't taken it in a while. It might be a little bit different than I remember.
The second half, there will be a Calc test. So
we can test great, that. Great.
So math major turned into English major. Mm-hmm. Did you have any minors?
I debated a film minor. But then when I was going to take like the big film minor class or whatever, I got offered an internship at the Department of Motion Pictures down here, which is the production company that produced Beasts of the Southern Wild and Wendy. And I took that internship instead and I did that. And I like, it was like filled my credits and I was like, I'm going to be too stressed. I'm just going to do this and not take the minor. And then I didn't take the minor.
How did you end up at Tulane? Like, how did you decide to come to Tulane?
I feel like New Orleans was low-key around my life since I was, like, a wee little baby. My friend, Laura, from kindergarten, her mom, like, her abuela still lives in Metairie, and her mom grew up in New Orleans, and her birthday is in January. And so every year for her birthday through elementary school, they would get a Haydell's king cake sent. And we would eat that. And like my first king cake I had when I was 5, I got the baby. So I stole that from the birthday girl. And I was so excited about the whole process of like the king cake. And so I feel like it's almost just kind of been around, like just learning things about, you know, the culture through like being friends with her. And then there was a girl who was a year older than me and she was so cool. Her name was Jade and she was supposed to go here, but then she got accepted to USC and she ended up going to USC. But she had been talking to me about Tulane and she was like, I think that you would thrive there. I think you would love it. And so I kind of fixated on that. And then I applied and early action and I got in. And then I didn't accept it until May 1, like the day.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was like applying. I didn't know what I was doing. I was trying to open all the doors and figure out what I wanted to do. And I was looking at some other schools. But when I visited Tulane with my, like the second time with my dad this time and my mom, not just my mom, my dad after was like, you like have to go here. This is the coolest place in the world. He saw City Diner and he was like, my mind is blown. This is so cool. And yeah, and so then I ended up coming to Tulane.
Okay.
Yeah.
City Diner is the successor to the Rat or DeRatskeller.
Yes, and I don't even know what it is now, because it's not City Diner anymore.
It is not City Diner. I think it is just a Wow.
A Wow Cafe.
Cafe, or something else. So you arrived to campus, you graduated in 2018, you arrived to campus in The fall of 2014.
Yes.
Where did you live?
JL.
JL.
Yes, now known as JOLO.
Yes.
And it's co-ed now, which J'adore. Like,
yes.
Yes. But it was really fun to live there. I did not voluntarily live there. I wanted to live in Monroe. I loved living in JL because it introduced me to the athletes, because there's a lot of athletes that get housed there. And I, as a non-sports girly, like, was not very involved in the sports of Tulane. And it was really cool because I lived with one of them, one of my really good friends, Kate, my sophomore year. And I went to, like, her swim meets, and I met the whole swim team, and I went, like, hang out with them and stuff. And it was really fun because it was, like, a totally different side of my social life, and I had this, like, other subset of friends that I met and I would not have probably met otherwise, because I just met them because I was in JL. And I'm still friends with, like, a bunch of them to this day, so it's really nice.
Do you remember your room number?
I know where it is, but I can't remember what it is. 111, one, like, something. It was on the first floor. You turn right and then you go right, and it's right there. And it was a single. I was on a single.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I don't have these questions memorized.
Don't worry about it.
What was your favorite class or professor?
Urban gardening. Oh my God. Urban gardening changed my life. Don't even bring it up to me. That class, I took it my senior year. I had to take my the volunteer class, and I had put it off because I had taken, so my two volunteer classes were my favorite classes. My first volunteer class was the Story Road Project. And it was we put on a play, like a theater for youth play called Stone Soup. And we went around the, like, New Orleans and Metairie area and performed the play. So we did, like, rehearsals, and then we performed it for the students. And it was so fun. It was literally, I was just in a play. I was having the best time. And I love theater, and I hadn't, like, had access to it before because other things, whatever. But it was literally so much fun. I played, I forget what his name is, but I was, like, I'd fall asleep every time somebody would say the word share.
Were you, like, one of the vegetables?
No. I was a human.
Oh, you were human.
There were people. Oh. The story, actually, was that basically there is a town where there's a wall that they've built around the town, and they don't want to let anybody into the, like, town. Keep the strangers out. And then one stranger climbs the wall, and he enters, and everybody's like, who is this stranger? And they're freaking out about who he is. But then they find out that he's actually lovely, and he just climbed the wall. And it's, like, all about stranger danger is, like, important, but we don't want to keep people out that are different than us, and find your similarities. Everybody has similarities. And it was great. And then my other volunteer class was urban gardening. And I took it my senior year, and we would go to the church across the street from, it was across the street from the Boot, like, on Broadway. And we were growing broccoli and growing different greens. And I had a basil plant that I had to keep alive the whole semester, and it was amazing. And then at the end of the semester, we had, like, a feast where we used a bunch of the stuff that we'd grown, like, at the church, and we cooked it. And it was so much fun. It was unbelievable. Amazing. Yeah. And I made so many friends in that class that I did not know prior. And it was my last semester of senior year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember the professor?
Yes. It was Keith Silverman. He was amazing. I loved him. My professor for the Story Road Project was Michael McKelvey.
It was called Stone Soup?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
What student organizations were you involved in?
I was involved, I would say my big ones were a cappella. I joined that my junior year. I was in the founding group of people that found Two Tones, which was very fun. And then I was in AKSI, which was the business fraternity on campus. And I joined that my sophomore year. And I would say those were, like, probably my two biggest ones.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And if there were one student organization you could have joined that you weren't a part of, what would that be?
WTUL.
Wow.
No question.
Locked and loaded.
Yes. No question. Sorry. I would have loved to join that. But I didn't. I remember, like, thinking about it and then finding out you have to do, like, the overnight sessions or whatever and have, like, really weird hours, and I loved that for everybody that did that, but I just knew that I was going to be, like, too tired and I was not going to enjoy it. But I think that it's so cool. I still have WTUL set as a preset in my car.
Me too. Yeah. Love WTUL.
We love WTUL.
Yeah. And I just realized that during your freshman year, Yulman Stadium opened.
That is so true.
Because we're now in the 10th season of Yeoman.
Yes, it was the first year, so I never had to take a
A shuttle to
shuttle
the
to
Superdome.
the Superdome. I just went over to Yeoman. But I also never went to football games. I went to, I think, three football games my entirety of Tulane. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I did, and I'm not a sports girly, as prior mentioned. I went to the first game at Yeoman, which was iconic.
I was there too.
And I'm pretty sure I like took a photo of it and made it my like the stadium and made it my like cover photo on Facebook. Like, cheers. And then and then I went to maybe homecoming that year, and then I don't think I went back to Yeoman until homecoming my senior year.
Those are big events. Those are good to
Yeah,
go to.
yeah.
Did you tailgate though, at
Of
least on the
course.
quad? Okay.
I would always go to the tailgates, and then everybody would be like, we're going to the game. And not even everybody. Some people would say, we're going to the game. And I would say, that's so amazing. I'm going to go get some food. I love that for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can
I
make
was
your college
showing
experience what you want.
school spirit in the only way I knew how, which was to celebrate the fact that there was going to be a sports game and then not attend the sports game. You have to understand that I come from a household where we would watch the Super Bowl on mute with Pavarotti playing.
Yeah, and that's your religious preference.
Thank you for understanding.
Yeah, this is America.
Cheers.
Freedom.
Freedom.
So besides this podcast, what do you do now?
I work in the Office of Alumni Relations. I'm on the Career and Professional Development team. I run a webinar series called the Professional Development Series, where we have impressive alums come and present on either niches within their industry insights, sometimes businesses that they've started, different stuff like that. It's really interesting and very fun to work with the alums and kind of learn so much about them. I work a lot with the marketing team to get together our monthly like career digest emails so that all of our career events are promoted. I work with the social media team to make sure that like every webinar session is, promoted. I have actually started running these virtual networking sessions, and that started about a year ago now, so we've had a bunch. So that's been very fun and rewarding to kind of watch different alums, connect, and it helps people kind of meet people within their industry. We also, the career team has a signature event that we run called Women Making Waves. It's a conference that we hold in the LBC. Typically, it happens in the early spring, and it highlights alumni that have graduated, and they're all at different points of their careers. And we have different breakout sessions that tackle different things within the workplace. So last time it was the 10th Women Making Waves, and we had a breakout session about mental and physical health issues within the workplace. We had empathy in the workplace. It was very, very insightful and very cool to kind of learn from these very accomplished alumni and just kind of hear where they've been and what they've been through as they have been women in the workplace.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
Did Tulane help you get to where you are now?
Yeah, I got this job
We'll take the
because
yes. We can move
honestly, not
on. I'm kidding.
the perfect. Yeah, no, I got this job because I was in another job that I was not loving at the time, and my friend told me about actually my current career center's career counseling that we offer. And so I made a career counseling appointment with Sarah McAllister, and she was one of our career coaches at that time, and we got along really well on that call. We were talking about my wants and the things I wanted to do, and she actually at the end of the call told me that she was hiring for a role, and so I applied and I interviewed and I got this role that I'm currently in. So
Amazing.
I would say the Tulane definitely helped me.
Wonderful. Tulane alums helping Tulane alums. Sarah McAllister, Tulane
Tulane
alum.
alum. Yeah,
Love that.
we love.
Okay, that's it for regular questions.
All right.
We have a set of lightning round fun
Let's
questions.
do lightning round fun questions.
Okay, who was the mascot when you were a Tulane
I
student?
have no idea.
You have no
Probably
idea.
Pelican the Riptide. Rips I mean, Riptide the Pelican. I'm not a sports girly. I don't know what to tell you. Oh my God, that's
Okay.
so embarrassing.
That story checks out. You're not a sports girly.
No.
Great.
Yep.
So Pelican was your mascot.
Yep.
What song makes you think of your college experience?
Okay, now, ladies. Yeah, that song.
We're gonna have to clear those rights. Who performed on campus while you were here?
Oh my God, my freshman year, Smash Mouth came. And I And I posted a Yik Yak that was like, should I wear a Shrek outfit to the Smash Mouth concert tonight? And it was like the top Yik Yak of like the night, or like one of the top. I'm probably gassing myself up too much, probably remembering it wrong. But I was so excited about that Yik Yak. And then I felt really cool and I didn't dress up as Shrek, but I went to the concert and it was so fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember your commencement speaker?
Yeah, Jesmyn Ward. And her speech changed the trajectory of my life. And I am not saying that and being dramatic. I mean that with every fiber of my being. Her speech was so beautiful and so insightful and so helpful. And I think that I didn't expect that, because as much as I love commencement speeches from people that are famous and it's fun and it's exciting that they're speaking to you, I think often it's super unrelatable and they try to be relatable. And that's, I think, just like celebrity culture, and that's fine. And Jesmyn Ward, who is obviously famous, but not in TV and not Ellen DeGeneres and not Nicole Kidman, I think I didn't really like know what to expect, because I hadn't seen a commencement speaker from somebody that like I did not know prior. I knew who Jesmyn Ward was because I was an English major, so I had read some of her books. But it was just really exciting and cool and different, and I was taken off guard by her speech, and I think that it was like one of the most beautiful things. And if you have not listened to it, you should go listen to it. I think she wrote a book about, like, inspired by the speech she wrote.
She did. She turned her commencement speech into a published work of art.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I love her writing. So I would suggest that for anybody listening.
That's great. That's hard to top, Jesmyn Ward.
Yeah, so. Agreed.
What is your favorite Tulane memory?
One that immediately comes to mind, and there's so many, but I remember it was Lundi Gras, so it was Monday of my senior year Mardi Gras, and my whole group of friends, we all were very lucky, we lived pretty much within like a block of each other, except for two of us that lived on the other side of campus, and we all kind of were planning on going back out that night, like back to like a Mardi Gras party. But we ended up at my friend's house that was across the street from mine all together. And we ended up just spending the night, like, listening to music, and the sun was setting, and it was so emotional and beautiful, but also just like so fun because it was Mardi Gras and everybody was so happy. And I mean, I still have like Snapchat videos that like pop up and like the year anniversary of that. And we're all just like laying on the bed, like singing Tiny Dancer. Like, it's just very sweet, very emo. When I see that memory, it's like all like warm colors. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was just like so happy and it was so lovely. And it was just like, I love my friends so much. Like, I loved going to Tulane. I think my favorite part of being a Tulanian is the people that I have met. And I think I said that I think I've said that before. I'll say it again. And I was very much riding high in that moment of how wonderful my friends are. And I'm still in touch with like basically all of them. So it's nice.
That's a wonderful memory.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now for some true lightning round questions.
Yeah, okay.
Well, not lightning round, but a little lighter questions. Mm-hmm. Your favorite place in New Orleans to eat, like your favorite restaurant. You have to have one of all of them. And we can talk about others, but there has to be one above all.
The Cake Cafe. It has since closed, but it was located on Charters and Spain Street in the Marigny. And it was my favorite place in the world to go. It's the first place I ever ate in New Orleans.
Wow.
And they had wonderful cupcakes and cakes, but they also had amazing food and such a good vibe. Like, the owner knew my parents because we went that time. My parents are very chatty, and so they got to chatting. And then I would often leave campus and go out there when I wanted to, like, have a break or, like, not see a lot of Tulane people and kind of, like, get food, whatever. And they knew me, and it was so nice because I'd go, and I felt like I had, like, this second little family in the Marigny. But that was my favorite place to eat. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Nina, thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter. This was so fun.
It's been great getting to know you. Some of the stuff I already knew, but some of it is new and very, it was wonderful to learn.
Yeah, it's so fun. I love it.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the BeField Alumni Podcast.
Find us on Instagram at BeField Alumni Podcast.
Or on the web at alumnipodcast.tulane.edu.
See you next time.
Roll wave.